Hey gents, Miggy is taking a massive dump, so I'm in charge of today's video. Tupac is one sick fucked boy. He had a lot of wisdom to share, especially about women. In the next video, Mr. Tupac mentions how feminism has destroyed the balance between masculine and feminine roles that men and women have shared for thousands of years. Hashtag forever cunt.
Aside from the fame, the money, what do you think you can offer someone in a relationship?
A woman, you mean?
I believe that, I always discuss this, I feel like I'm one of the old-fashioned type of guys. Yeah. Where as soon as I find me a woman that doesn't mind the fact that I want to be in charge, yeah, and that I believe that, just like with the yin and yang, there's a masculine and a feminine, I believe in that in a relationship.
Right.
I believe that most of our problems as black people and as period and as people in general is that we've forgotten our roles. The men have forgotten their roles as men, therefore the women have forgotten their roles. And that's where we get all this duplicity in lovemaking and duplicity in sexuality, is because we've forgotten our roles and we're willing to settle for less. Not that they're not legitimate people who really do like this style, but a lot of it right now is just this niggas ain't shit. So I want some pussy, you know what I mean? And,
right,
and the niggas just being like, you know, these black bitches ain't shit and whoop, or these white bitches ain't shit and whoop. For me, I can't do that. I can't turn my love off for a woman, no matter if they send me to jail and they talk shit and they really do piss me off. But I still can't love a man. I still love women. I still get excited when they come in the room and all that. So I feel as though what I can offer is my viewpoint, who I am, and my style, my lifestyle.
Right.
And that I believe in my heart that I'm a man's man. I'm a man's man. I made myself. I'm a millionaire by my own hands. You know what I mean? I fight for myself. I've been fighting for myself. I'm a struggler, a striver. I take care of my family. I take everything that you want. I do. You know what I mean? It's just that I'm real. So I'm not politically correct, but I'm still a man's man. And I believe in family values.
What type of woman would it take?
A very, very, very strong woman. And one who was more in love with me than I was. Because I have to be more in love with her than she is. And that's what it is. Every time I fall in love with a woman, I don't fall in love with the woman she is. I fall in love with the woman that she could be. I never haven't found a woman yet that fits up to my standards. And I'm sure I don't fit up to anybody's standards. But I haven't found one yet. But I found ones that I think that have the potential to be the rawest woman in the world. You know what I mean? I feel like it's natural for a man, especially being black, to feel like he's a king and he's looking for his queen. And that's where I'm at right now. You can't be a king until you've made yourself, until you've done something. And I've accomplished my goals and set it out to make me a man. Now I feel like I'm a man now. I set out goals to make me a king. Now I'm not a king of anybody else but me. You know, nobody else is under my rule but me and my kids. You know what I mean? But I made myself into a king. Now I need a queen to be happy so that I can be a teacher and a father. I can't be that until I find a queen. So I'm stuck in limbo.
Thanks for watching. Smash the like button, subscribe and bang the bell. And if you like my videos, support this channel by PayPal, Patreon, or by crypto.
Drop the bass, kitty.
Take us out, kitty.
I got money in the bag. Shut it, what you think?
Give your meat a good old rub. That's it. Nice and hot. Hot and spicy meat. Yeah, boy.